It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You think it gets to that point that if they made some better adjustments and decisions,
well, I mean,
they just got their ass kicked. Like, I don't know. I wonder how much.
No. I think this is a game where several things can be true. Like, if the offensive line protects better, or let's say if the pass protection, because again, I want to reiterate, it's tight ends, everybody, tailbacks, O line, everybody. If they protect better, I think you win this ball game. You won the turnover race, the turnover battle 3-0. There's several things that if you do just a little bit better, the defense was great, but if they're just a little bit better in that last drive, there's a chance that you win this ball game. So, yeah, I think there's several things that can be true. But to your point, your question at hand is, you know, if the Texans coaching staff was better, could they have won this football game? Hell yes. Absolutely.
Where did you see it the most? Like, where were you after?
I think the simplest answer for everybody to understand is offensively from an adjustment standpoint, right? There's a lot of folks that are pissed off that Bobby Slowick ran the ball here and didn't run it here, but like it's like the only thing that was working offensively was running the football. So I have a hard time
with Joe Mixon in particular.
So I have a really hard time with being up in arms about them running the football, but it's clear like, The inability for four quarters to get your quarterback any amount of time to breathe and survey the field and deliver a ball down the field, even to the mid-range game, it was a problem. The inability to get multiple options right now, knowing you're not protecting very good, like the inability to get into some different formations and give your quarterback options right now. No matter what the hell the defense is doing, give me options right now. The inability to do that is, I think, falls on Bobby Slowick. I think the screen game, I said it earlier, I think the screen game with this football team surprisingly is leaves a lot to be desired. You could have used it in this particular game. I think they tried four or five screens, and I think four of the five, I can't remember, were just your running back screen where you fake it to him and he kind of rolls out. So it's a ho-hum screen game. So whether we're talking adjustments, overall plan originally, the inability to get the quicks right now. And the crazy thing is, Ron, when you look at it, you look across the field and you look at what the Packers were able to do in terms of throwing slants multiple times right where pressure just like Jalen Petrie comes, he's blitzing from depth and they throw a slant right there behind it. There's just several of those situations where, boy, it was clear. Everybody, the receiver, the quarterback, the play caller, everybody was on the same page. If you get that, boom, we're just going to take this quick outlet right here. And the Texans never did that. And so there with Bobby Slowick, and I think the head coach, DeMeco Ryans, when it comes to game management, I think it's fair to say in two critical situations didn't give this team the best chance to win. And that is him not throwing the challenge flag on the lateral. Whether it would have been a lateral or not and the ball would have been turned over is irrelevant to me as we have the conversation. The truth of the matter is that the risk versus reward is if you do win the challenge, it's a turnover, it's your football. Even if you don't win the challenge, it cost you a timeout. You needed a timeout anyway because your defense wasn't set and ready according to your actions on the sideline and according to the results of that play. Like, that was a time to throw the review flag. And then the way in which the offense handled the last drive of the game, where it's clear now after hearing from D'Amico and hearing from CJ that there was not a clear plan of what the hell they were trying to do on that particular drive. And it appears that they were planning to kick a field goal versus one of the better teams in football at home, just needing a field goal to win. That seems like a losing approach. Even in the moment, we're all going, what the hell are we doing? And then you look at how it happened, throwing a 10-yard out route short of the sticks. It was 3rd and 13, I believe it was. You throw a 10-yard out route. The receiver, it ends up incomplete, but either way, either incomplete or out of bounds, the clock stops. The opponent gets to keep their third timeout instead of at the very least forcing them to use that timeout. So it's a double whammy there of what are we doing? What are we trying to get accomplished? And it appears that you're allowing the other team to hold on to timeouts when you shouldn't do it. So I think whether you're looking at the head coach D'Amico Ryans in game management situations, or you're looking at the offensive coordinator and the inability to adjust and give just the slightest of opportunity for this offense to have success when clearly they're not able to protect straight up for any amount of time, I think it's very easy for me to arrive at a spot where the coaches are right there with the players in terms of blame.
Yeah, I don't think this coaching staff. First off, I want to say this about the coaching staff. They clearly have some of the hard stuff done, which is the setting the culture and setting like the expectation of guys.
This is a tremendous coaching staff. They failed in a couple of different situations on Sunday night.
They have that part. They got the. I think they also their players are always ready to go.
Yes.
Right, they're ready to go. And you said it earlier. They seem to handle the adjustment of dealing with injuries well, and I think that's built from day one. But clearly, there is. I don't think they're idiots, right? I don't think Matt Burke, D'Amico, Bobby Slowick, Gerard Johnson. I don't think they're idiots. Something though, in terms of their execution in getting the players to understand what they're supposed to do, there is something that's a disconnect there. I don't think that they walk into that locker room and all of those guys come together with D'Amico, who knows defenses and knows what guys are trying to do to them, and Bobby Slowick, who is a head coaching candidate. And I don't think they get in there and not have any idea of what to do. Something, though, happens to where their adjustments aren't getting communicated well enough with the players that they.
Yeah.
I don't believe all of those guys have been in football all together, did not come up with an adjustment on this is what they're doing in these pressures with these linebackers.
Yeah.
This is what they're doing on these stunts. Something is just a disconnect in when they try to execute things.
Yeah. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.